Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Prinzing Show. The Prinzing Show is a blog talk radio extravaganza. My name is Marlene Prinzing, and we are here supporting, of course, everyone's business, including mine, which is The Prinzing Method. And for those of you new to the show, we're not in the newspaper business. It's not The Printing Show. It is The Prinzing Show, like Z, like zebra. So I'll spell it for you. P, like Paul. R-I-N-Z, like zebra, I-N-G. It's The Prinzing Show. And you know where to find me. That's at my website, theprinzingmethod.com. So we have a fun show today. We're going to talk both about other people's businesses, as we always do. But we're also going to add a little dimension to have a guest today who will tell us their experience of the Prinzing Method and of the newest Prinzing Method, which is the Prinzing Method Match dot. And, of course, you can figure that out. We're going to have our guest talk about that from an experiential standpoint today, and then we'll get to learn more about our guest. Our guest today is Wesley Hartman, and he is an entrepreneur. I would say he's an athlete. He's obviously a client of the Prinzing Method and the Prinzing Method Match, and he is also the owner of ASE Real Estate. So I might ask him a real estate question as well, because I have a little surprise tidbit about homes and real estate that I just might bring up today, so you'll have to stay tuned the whole time to make sure. So the biggest thing that we're going to do today is asking Wes his experience of one particular aspect. At least we're going to start there. We're going to start with one particular aspect of the Prinzing Method. So some of you know that I am a physical and mental rehab expert, and the Prinzing Method was devised by accident, in a sense, over years, and was named by clients of mine. And technically, it is an intuitively guided, individualized, superior form of body psychology. So when people hear that, they're like, what the hell is that? So what we're going to do is give a little tidbit of the aspects of what that involves and how I help people, since our show is always about spreading good news, helping people, and promoting everyone's best market niche. So the modalities that I use in helping people, the main three modalities, are somatic processing, yoga therapy, and intuition. So today, well, we could segue anywhere, but we're going to start with the aspect of how the Prinzing Method is a little bit different than any other somatic processing or physical or mental rehab, because it does include the aspect of intuition, and of course that would be my intuition. So, without further ado, let's welcome our guest, Wes. Welcome, Wes.
Hi, Marlene. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Have you been on Blog Talk before?
I have not. This is my first time.
Oh, well, because you'll be famous after today. I'm just warning you ahead of time.
All right. I'm looking forward to it.
Uh-huh. So, are you on LinkedIn, by the way?
I am on LinkedIn, yes.
That's what I thought. Okay, so people can look you up on LinkedIn if they, like, maybe want to connect with you later about real estate, or maybe to make sure that you're a real person when you give some sort of testimonial to my work, right? Would that be correct?
Oh, that is absolutely correct. It's Wesley Hartman, and you'll see the company under AES Real Estate.
All right, and it's A like apple, E like elephant, S like Samantha.
That is correct.
Correct.
Asset Enhancement Solutions.
Oh, well, see, why don't we just say what it is instead of make up acronyms like Marlene might do, right?
Yeah, Asset Enhancement Solutions Real Estate just doesn't quite flow like AES Real Estate does.
Well,
a little
I
easier
like
to
that.
Fit on a business card.
I know, I like that. Before we get into talking about you as a client of the Prinzing Method, give me a tidbit about that now that those words got all big and they're almost more big than the Prinzing Method. Give the listeners a tidbit about that means and what your role is in that.
Well, I own the company, AES Real Estate. I founded this company as a way to help investors manage their assets. I've been in property management for almost 10 years, and I saw a lot of owners and investors underserved in the asset management side of the business. They had a property manager. They had someone that was collecting rent. They had someone that would field a phone call if a renter's toilet went to put, but they did not have anyone managing the actual asset itself. AES Real Estate will sit down with an investor and we'll look at where you are now and where you want to go, why you're even investing in real estate. Was it you're an investor by default? Did you kind of get caught with your pants down when the market turned and almost forced to rent your property out and you just kind of stuck with it since because that's what you've gotten used to over the last 3, 4, 5 years? Did you get into the market and essentially get in before you truly knew what you needed to know about the industry? So we work with investors of all different types, and we sit down and we'll put you on an actual course to get you to where you want to be in the investment side of real estate.
All right.
Maybe you're
then.
Not best served in a duplex. Maybe it's a fourplex. Maybe it's a couple single family home.
I like that. So the trend of the Prenzing Show is helping people find their best market niche, and it sounds like you found a really great niche within investing in property management and real estate.
I would say that's exactly what we do. We find people find their niche within the investor side of real estate. And it's very rewarding because you're able to take someone who may be very out of place and put them into an investment where they are making more money. It's an easier transaction. Really just kind of takes a lot of stress off the homeowner, the investor, knowing quantitatively why they are where they are and not.
Yeah. Well, I love that because, of course, you found your niche and I found mine, and they're both unique in different realms. Let's segue into that, the way that my niche is different than other healing niches, the same as your niche is different than just anybody in real estate. So tell me your experience about the Prenzing method, just in general, from a physical injury that you had first.
Well, my experience with the Prenzing method was an uninvasive way, and I learned, I think, just as much, if not more, about my body than at least I feel like you may have. It was an experience where I was able to sit down with you and use the word intuition to start the show, and that's exactly how I felt about the experience. It was something where we sat down. I don't feel like you knew too much about my athletic background and the injuries that I was going through. And I felt you were able to almost intuitively know what I had going on. And that was an incredibly a neat experience to go through.
So you've never, in other kinds of injury rehab, you've never had that as from a practitioner be able to hone in on that in that regard?
No, not at all. Other injuries, I was the one that was talking. I was the one telling the doctor or the therapist what I had going on. And I felt like it was reversed, where you were able to tell me about my body and what I had going on.
Okay. Well, I love that because I use a phrase in my website and in my LinkedIn profile that I say, if you don't know what's going on with you, I do. And I think people think I'm joking, but I'm really not. And I think this is a great example. Yeah?
I thought you were joking. When you first started to tell me about the Prenzing method, gosh, what is it, 5 years ago, 6 years ago now? It is hard to get to wrap your head around. And
I'm
very much a nerd. I'm a science person. I'm a numbers guy. And having someone tell me that they're going to kind of intuitively look at my body and what I have going on is, that felt so foreign and, to be completely honest, unbelievable. Like, I did not believe that that was able to happen. And when I actually sat down and met with you, blown away, absolutely blown away that you were able to do that. I think it's such a neat program. I wish more people were able to just try it out.
Yeah.
And see for themselves.
Yeah. So I had known you before, and we had a chance to sort of speak about it. And so it was maybe an easy transition for you. And a lot of my other clients also, not, I'll have to say 100% of my other clients literally come from other clients. Because the work is so different that it is difficult to explain. And I even had someone get on my website today to hire me for speaking engagements to do group sessions of the Prinzing Method and to educate people. And she called me and she says, I don't know what you do. So this is perhaps a stumbling block in getting the Prinzing Method out there and getting people to try it. So since you've been down that road, what do you think I could do, or what is it that people would need to know to try it, especially if they were skeptics like you, and let's say I didn't know them at all?
I think that if someone, you just have to come in with an open mind. If you come in with an open mind and you go in for that hour of your life, you say, all right, I've tried physical therapists, I've tried chiropractors, I've tried massage therapy, I've tried these, I mean, without insulting what you've got going on, but more mainstream, right? These mainstream to fix and solve the body's issues. If someone comes in and meets with you and they keep an open mind about what's going to happen, you'll be successful. They will see for themselves, and you really can't talk someone through what you do. They simply just have to feel it.
Yeah. Now, I love that. I love that. That was something I was trying to explain again to someone today as well, which is she's hiring me for speaking engagements, and she says, what are you going to speak about? And I said, I'm not going to just give people information and or educate them, because I have 3 college degrees and 4 certifications and nobody really cares. And it really doesn't help me. I mean, not in a direct way. And it might be my field, you know, and some people feel their education might directly affect it. So I said exactly what you said. I said I would give an experiential workshop as a speaker or a teacher or a guide, because of the fact that I couldn't sit there and tell them about it without them having an experiential knowledge of it. So I'm so glad you said that. And does that explain kind of your, too, when I use that word experiential knowledge?
Yeah, and you do. You will leave that session with you knowing more about the issue that you're going through. It is absolutely something that you experience. That's something that you learn. I don't think that and I came to you for my ankle. Well, when I left, my ankle felt better. But almost more importantly, I knew more about the underlying cause of what was causing my ankle to pain.
Oh, good.
Why I was going through that. You help people understand, experience, but understand through experience.
Okay, good. And get to root cause of problem, correct?
Whereas I think a chiropractor or a massage therapist, they're in a different style of business. They're more in, I guess, the drug dealing business, if you will, where they're hooking you to a feeling or temporary experience. Oh, I go into the massage therapist and I feel
better initially.
Better, And then 3 days later, I'm dealing with the same thing that I was dealing with before. And now it's, hey, now I got to go back. I got to go back to the drug dealer. I need more. I need more. I need more.
Right.
Whereas you helped me understand. You got down to the root. Here's the issue.
Oh, good.
Fix it.
Okay. Good. So it is like teaching someone to fish as opposed to giving them the fish.
That's a great analogy.
There we go. That everyone kind of is familiar with that analogy. So even the other practitioners who are also even in alternative care, which I consider myself to be in, even they sometimes don't get to the root causes, as you were also just saying. And of course, oftentimes there is no intuition about their bodies or what's going on. So I appreciate that analogy. So let's move on to another aspect of a new segment that I have of the Prinzing Method, because I do both physical and mental, and I've done other things for years, and I did this for you and your partner, who was not your partner, but you'll tell the people how it works. I had a feeling, I had an intuition, and I knew two separate people. I knew Wes, and I knew another woman, and I knew, I had a knowing, I had an intuition that you two needed to meet. So once I introduced you, tell the listeners kind of what happened there from my initial intuition to what happened between the two of you.
Well, the way that I recall, at least this going down, is I was driving up north, and I got an email from you saying, I've met your wife.
Right. I said, yes, I know your wife, and you need to call her.
Yep, correct. And Sydney, my beautiful and lovely girlfriend, Sydney, her contact information was in this email. And from my understanding, Sydney also got an email saying, I know your husband.
That's right.
He's going to call you. Right?
That's right.
So,
right.
I've had people try to set me up before. Oh, she's pretty. You should go on a date with her. Ends horribly. There was a part of me, the skeptical part of me, that is always going to be questioning everything. Did not truly think that you were about to introduce me to the love of my life, Sydney. And it happened quickly, but it felt right. It still feels right. Honestly feel like you put two soulmates in touch with each other.
Yeah.
I have not known anyone like I know Sydney. We haven't been dating more than a couple weeks, and I feel like we both, and if she was on the show right now, I think she would say the exact same thing. I feel like I know Sydney. I've known Sydney for years.
Right. That familiarity, almost deja vu.
It's years.
Yeah.
Right. And to be able to see that. And I think there was that same skepticism that I had about that. I maybe felt something similar the first time that you told me about the Prinzing Method. And then you actually experience it, and it is simply eye-opening.
Yeah. Well, I love healthy skepticism. You know, I think that's the best. I mean, I would encourage people to be skeptical about it, really. And then when it is their turn to have an open mind, then they're obviously not skeptics anymore. But I think healthy skepticism is fabulous, because you question and you are thinking about it in your own, and you're not just accepting what you hear. And so by the time it does become real to you, it's very real to you. It's, again, not a piece of information, but it becomes your experience. So now let's tell the listener.
That's just it. That word, experience, is exactly how I felt it. As soon as you experience the Prinzing Method, it just makes sense. It feels
makes sense.
Yeah.
So tell the listeners, because we have to have a little time orientation here, about how long ago this was, because they don't have an idea when you say, I feel like I know her and I feel like we've known each other and there's deja vu and familiarity and soulmate and all those terms. When did I introduce the two of you? How long has it been?
I want to say I got that email from you on March 4th. And
okay.
I ended up speaking with Sydney that evening, spoke for half an hour, and set up a date for following Friday. And Friday, March 6th, I think, was the first time that that I saw her. And I knew that day that
yes.
She was the one. It was
yay.
It was a very, very special day in my life.
Yay! So good. That gives the listeners an idea that there's not like a time frame. It's not like they've known each other for years. This happens right away when it's right, right? There's the
That's
word.
Right.
The right and the correct. So, yay. So I so appreciate you helping me and helping the listeners explain this, because it's very difficult for me as the practitioner to explain it from, of course, my only vantage point, which is I'm on the other end of your experience. So I appreciate you letting the listeners know at those two different levels how your experience was. I think that this will be very eye-opening for others.
Yeah,
so do you have any
other... Where... Oh, sorry.
To add a little bit to that,
I don't feel like I need to meet with you in person. I feel like you are able to learn more about who I am simply from a phone call. I don't know how
good.
You do it.
Oh.
I don't know if the inflection in my voice, I don't know if it's the words that I'm saying or a combination thereof, but your intuition, even over the phone, and I feel like I've met with you probably just as many times as I've spoken with you on the phone.
Oh,
you
true.
Know me both from in person and over the phone. And I feel like you've
true.
Made very astute and profound observations regarding my life and things that I'm going through, even when we've been talking on the phone.
Okay. Well, good. You're bringing up all the great aspects, because that is the new segue also of the cleansing method, which I've been doing for the most part locally here in the Superior, Colorado, Boulder County area for the last 20, 25 years. And I have extended it to phone. And I don't use Skype, by the way, if people are asking. I just use phone and I just use auditory because I actually am so sensitive and I am so tuned in. Very auditory. I'm an auditory learner and very auditory. And I do pick up messages and themes and senses and feelings and images, if you wonder kind of how it happens, the same as I would say a clairvoyant person would. And clairvoyant, I think, is the term these days that people might know more familiar with. And it's just the clair and the voyant. The voyant is I think it's French even, the word, but it means to see. And that's the typical thing, is people get an image and they see something, and then you have an intuitive sort of session with a clairvoyant, and they may say, I see such and such. And I might say I see, however, I'm getting it from what I hear. So I appreciate you saying that. There's one other aspect to this as well, and I mentioned this on my website and on my LinkedIn, is that I am both, and this gets a little hokey pokey, but we're ready for it. I'm both clear auditory, as well as I either say clear somatic or clear kinesthetic, because I can pick it up either way. I can pick it up as what we call a somatic tracking method, where I literally can sort of read and interpret the body language, the body psychology, body movement, the almost sports psychology-ness of movement. But then I can also pick it up if you're not moving at all and I just hear your voice. But don't ask me to see anything because I'm not visual. Like, right, if they try to have me learn and they're like, look at this, I'm like, no, let's not, because it's too much. So we all know where our gifts are. So let's give, before we close out the show here, Wes, let's give people information, too, again, about how to connect with you for your services and what perhaps might be the client, give a description to the listeners here about the client that would most benefit from your services with AES Real Estate so people can hear and call you knowing that they fit in this category.
All right. Well, for the actual listeners out there, you can track me down. AESrealestate.com is my web address. You can find me on LinkedIn. I'll ask for your help, Marlene, and maybe throw in that link up on the website for the listeners to be able to see, so they don't have to write anything down right now.
Yeah,
it's on
the feed.
It's on the feed. That's perfect. Thank you.
Yes.
The ideal client of AES Real Estate is for someone who feels that they're not getting the most out of their real estate investment. Most times people don't recognize exactly what they're sitting on.
Mm-hmm.
They could be over-leveraged or under-leveraged. If you don't have an idea of if you don't have an exact idea of where you are with your investment, with a clear defined goal of how you're going to reach your real estate goals and objectives, then I think AES Real Estate would be right for you.
Perfect. Perfect. Well, hopefully you and I can help a lot of people in a lot of different ways. And I want to thank you once again for being a guest, and I encourage people to contact Wes for his services, as well, of course, as contacting me, the Queen. So thanks again, Wes, and have a happy life.
Thank you very much, Marlene. Thanks again for having me on.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Okay, we have 2 minutes left of showtime here. What a fabulous show we had today. That was my friend and happy man now that I introduced him to his soulmate and probably his wife. They are soulmates, and he is a client, of course, of the Friending Method. So I want to thank Wes again, and the listeners can find this feed at numerous places. Obviously, it's on Blog Talk Radio, but I stream it every Wednesday after the show, exactly right at 4:30 when the show is over in a minute and 40 seconds here. I stream it on Facebook, on LinkedIn, and on Twitter. So you can look up Wesley. His name is Wesley Hartman, W-E-S-L-E-Y. Hartman, H-A-R-T-M-A-N, and that, of course, the spelling, if you don't get it verbally, in case you're not a verbal learner, is visual on the show's announcement. So also check out my Facebook page, because that's where this is streamed. My Facebook page is, you can look under Queen Marlene or the Prinzing Method, or my full entire name, which is Marlene Marie Prinzing, P-R-I-N. And it looks like we've got about 60 seconds of airtime. So please contact us if you'd like to be on the show. Contact me at theprinzingmethod.com. I'd like to thank Blog Talk Radio, thank my guest, Wes. And we are here to find everybody's perfect market niche. And, boy, did we get some good ones today, including myself, and to spread good news and help people. So, again, contact us. And if you'd like to be on the show, go to my website, theprinzingmethod.com. This is Queen Marlene signing off. Until next Wednesday, namaste to all you listeners in the Sanskrit world, since my past life was in India. Look forward to next week. And thanks for listening. Bye.